You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. I get to do post-traumatic wedding twice today. Welcome to my house. The house of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning so far, wherever you are, and that it's going to turn into a good day. So as I was getting ready last night, I want Colleen. Colleen's going with me today. She's never seen it. Yeah, so it'll be cool. And I want her to bring a friend who wants me to help her dad. And we can't make the whole thing work, so not gonna happen. But anyway, so Colleen and I are talking as we went to get some cardstock paper at Staples. So we're talking, and I said, you know what's going to happen? Here's what she said. She said, would you just do this at my school? And I looked at her, and I said, well, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to see this, and you're going to know how many kids that you know that could use this. And the answer is, of course I'll do it at your school, okay? And then after we do it at your school, you're going to get this into every high school in Orange County. And you know how many lives you're going to change, Colleen? She just looks at me like, what? And she said, She said, do you think people would do it? I said, I know they will. You just got to beat on the right doors. Okay? And what we'll do is you have to work with me to produce, you know, the right thing for it. Now, this is designed for a certain audience. And I don't think we'll have to fundamentally redo it. Because it's designed for everybody, but it leans towards, you know, the military. Now, we can design another version of it for high school students. And you can help me produce that. So you'll be a producer. She starts laughing. Right? And so we had an interesting conversation about, well, do you think this? And, you know, do you think people would actually do it? And I said, no, you don't understand. You will by tomorrow night. Right? You don't understand that how powerful the truth is. And, and how impactful that is for people that are living in a dark place. Now, I yesterday finished, in fact, I'll include them in this post for later today, but, two graphs, right? And the graphs, I want to show something more powerful visually to, when I start post-traumatic wave, like, what are we doing here? Right? And you know, and as I learned to articulate it, and a lot of it in conversations with my friends, and in particular General Furness, General Furness has seen post-traumatic winning 23 times. Yeah. And he loves it. He loves it. And, but that's not why he's gone to it 23 times. At some point, right, he's got other shit to do. No, but his philosophy is if he's going to tell Marines it's important, he's going to sit through it with them. And he introduces it and he closes it. But again, so, I mean, he's gone through this and he's had the same experience, the same impactful experience that I've had. And the one of the things that's interesting is our conversations. And so how do you articulate it better? How do you make it come alive more? And so I had that visual in my head, like, you know, and then it's become to me more stark about the DOD teaches endurance, okay? By the way they medicate you, by the way they talk to you, you know, they teach endurance. And I believe you have to learn endurance, but there's a transformational piece of this that is truly the key to post-traumatic wing. Right, you know, I could have, you know, actually, and what I knew before I talked to Libby, or before she talked to me, what I knew was how much. I mean, as a leader, how satisfying it was to help people, to help Marines, okay? And so I knew that because I'd done it in my life. But what I didn't realize was the profound effect. That it had on other people. And then when she told me that, that's what got me to, right? So really, post-traumatic winning doesn't really, you know, I have all the things people have taught me, but I didn't have the experience of giving it to people, right? And, you know, and the truths alone, I think, are enabling. Because you don't hear people tell you, you know, the two goals, and it started as two goals and eight commandments. Post-traumatic way, and now it's three goals and nine commandments. So anyway, the journey is it starts out like that, and then I cross paths with Libby, and that's when the giving piece crystallizes in my head. Like, I don't know that I got that, right? I know that I can help you. I know that I could teach you the way the DOD and the VA doesn't teach you how to better, right? How to accept it, how to live with it better, right? I know I can help you. I know I can ease your pain. I didn't know that I could transform you. So again, as this happens, that transformation piece is really what, you know, makes it better. So the commandments, right? I mean, the commandments help you live a better, help you endure better. The giving is the transformational piece. How do you articulate that? So I did a graph yesterday, and the graph has, it's like a Dow Jones Industrial Average graph, right? And I'll put it in the post, right? When I do this, but when I put it up, which will be later today because I've got to go speak. But anyway, so it's a graph that essentially is going up and down, but it's essentially on a horizontal plane within variance, right? Your life, good and bad, you know, bouncing back and forth between an interval, and then something bad happens, right? Stock market crashes. And I don't mean that's what happens, but that's what it looks like graphically. Boom, it goes down. Okay, now you begin to rebound and put your life back. Try to put your life back together. You try to get going. But I can't be the way I used to be, right? So I'm a diminished version of what I used to be because I have this thing in my life. And now I'm either going to be medicated or I'm going to go to talk therapy and I can't get it out of my head and blah, blah, blah. So I think any way you categorize that, that's a diminished version of what you used to be. And that's why, you know, people say, you know, and have always said, I wish you could just be the way you used to be. Right. And my response to that is, well, no shit, man. I wish I could be that person too. And so, then the graph begins to go sideways again, right? Same kind of bouncing up and down, maybe a little bit more down sometimes. So the down maybe gets a little bit lower because of the traumatic experiences that you get in your life, right? But it's the same kind of horizontal interval, right? Moving horizontally, but on a lower plane, right? And that's, in my opinion, again, I'm not a PhD. I just live this shit, right? That's what the VA and the DOD offer you. Right. This is going to be your life. This is how you're going to deal with it. And you may wind up being medicated the rest of your life. And so that's the way it is. That's as good as it gets for me. That might be as good as it gets for you. And then, then the next graph comes. So the next graph starts with the same exact graph, right? And then there's a point that you go to see post-traumatic way. And then the stock market rises. And it rises beyond where you used to be, right? It rises beyond the horizontal plane, if you will, of your old life. Because you have this incredible joy that comes into your life on a regular basis. Every time you touch somebody's life. Right? Every time you touch somebody's life. You have this injection of joy into your life. And so the stock market goes up and up and up and up and up and up and up. It transcends your old life and it goes to a new place. Much higher than your old life. I can tell you that. And then it begins to go sideways again, you know, up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. But it's on a new plane. And so when I articulate this, I'm going to ask a question because I've never done this in public yet. How do you assign something value, right? It has to have utility, right? In this case, to the good, right? So gold is just a worthless element until people begin trading it. And then people find out its rareness and its beauty in art. Well, now that stuff we throw at each other, that will make us very wealthy monetarily. Why? Because people discovered its value in art. People discovered its value in trading. So it was the utility of gold, right? How do you make trauma useful? You help people see that trauma can be the catalyst that moves your life to a higher plane. Yeah, how about that for some deep shit first thing in the morning? So while I wish I could take that crash of my life, as it looks graphically out, that event that caused my life to plummet, and I mean my stock market graph, poof, man. I mean, I'd have a whole bunch of stock market crashes in that son of a bitch. Okay? And so I am living, walking proof that you can survive multiple stock market crashes. And you can live a life that you can't even conceive right now. And I know that because I've lived it. And now I've helped other people live it. And as I say before, when I did this in January, and I did it actually at Minnesota State University in Mankato, a year ago in November was the first time I ever did it in public. When I said then that I believed all this stuff, I say now, a year later, I know it for a fact. And there's data behind it. And so the utility, if I can show you the utility in trauma, and you know that you can't erase it, okay, will you go with me here? Because that's what I'm going to show you today. So the graphs, hopefully, very visually portray that, right? And that's important. Those visual images get blasted in your brain. And then I made a video. I didn't make a video. I produced a video. And the video is, it's 2 minutes and 36 seconds long. It's on the All Marine Radio YouTube channel right now. It's called Post Traumatic Winning, Turning Trauma into Joy. And it starts out with somebody piloting a plane, and they're flying it towards the Adriatic. It's a little Cessna thing, I think. And it's stormy. And down below, you can see, it looks like fjords, actually. So it looks like it's in Norway, but it's not. And so you see the rough terrain, you see the mountains, you see lakes and water. And you see clouds, right? Well, that's what the VA offers you, okay? That's what Freudian, right? Talk therapy and medication. That's what that offers you. And then you see the plane go nose up a little bit and starts to go into the clouds. And then the plane goes through the clouds. And it's not all the same plane. The first part is. And then it's a series of kind of shots that fade in and fade out. So then you go through those clouds, right? And it's brilliant sunshine. And it's just absolutely beautiful up there, right? And then you look off to the right side of the plane. And there's some clouds up there. It's not pristine up there. But it's beautiful up there, right? And so then you see a whole series of shots. That's what post-traumatic winning can do for your life. It will install a new joystick. Right? Because your old joystick can't get you above the clouds. This class is transformational in nature. And so that's where we're going to go today. And so then you see the plane, flying above the clouds. And I said, and so what I'm going to do today, right? And then there's a shot of, the shot kind of pans out, and you see the instruments. I'm going to give you those tools, right? And a new joystick so that you can get your plane above the clouds. You can get your plane out of the storm and into the brilliant sunlight. Okay. Now I know that sounds hokey to some of you, right? But I'm going to tell you, I live it. It's 1,000% true. 1,000% true. And that's where we're going to go today. All right. Now, it would be natural for you all to be skeptical, and I understand that. So I want to introduce you to people that I've met that got this class almost a year ago. Okay? They're Marines. And I want you to hear what they have to say. And then they'll hear Matt Kiker, they'll hear Sergeant Doe, and then they'll hear General Furness. And so what I hope is that those images tattooed in their heads show them where they're going, where this is going to take them. And so, anyway. So pretty, as you can tell, pretty excited. All right. United States Marine Corps band makes today official. Good morning to you. Dedicated to all the people that have helped me along the way, from Dave Furness, not the general, but my friend, to Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenny, and all the different people who listen and give me feedback, to Luke and Libby and Ohio Man. I shouldn't start naming people. You know, to Nancy and all the people that I talked to and that have made post-traumatic winning better. It's dedicated to you because you're about to go change people's lives again today. So whether you're there or not, you're there in spirit and you're there intellectually because your input has made this thing what it is today. And it's something cool and it's going to happen again today twice. So. This is for you.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, is do as I do. And just being that close with him brings motivation to him.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
If you don't love your Marines, then you really ought to get out. The only reason I stuck around that little paying out for 40 years is for the absolute pleasure of serving alongside cocky, rambunctious, disciplined, selfless, unbelievably selfless young Marines. And the infantry got its name, young soldier. And I enjoyed being around them. And in the military, it's all about the team. And so if you don't know the team players beyond simply their rank and last name, you don't care about them deeply. I mean, just go up to Bethesda any time you want to see the cost of war and see the ranks on the rooms that you're walking into. Lance Corporal here, Lance Corporal there, PFC here, Sergeant there, Lieutenant. If you don't care about these guys, don't expect them to care about what's important to you. They're putting their lives on the line.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, we'll check the weather right now. Currently, it is cloudy and 59 in Quantico with a couple of weather advisories there. And the Washington Nationals take on the Houston Astros tonight in the first game of the World Series. I didn't really know that when we scheduled this. Not that it would have mattered. Partly cloudy and 66 at Camp Lejeune. 29 Palms with the sun just coming up. It is clear, dark, and 60. Camp Pendleton, clear, dark, and 58. Camp Smith in Hawaii, dark, cloudy, and 74. Okinawa, Camp Butler, dark, cloudy, 76. In Afghanistan, late in the afternoon, it is sunny and 84. Pretty nice and mild. Yeah. I'm sorry. In Ramadi, in Iraq, it's sunny and 84. And both were the places that I was, you know, I operated in Iraq and Afghanistan were pretty much like 29 Palms. in Afghanistan, a little bit cooler, sunny and 78, so beautiful day in Afghanistan, in the Helmand, in the lovely Helmand province. At the home of Auburn Radio in the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is clear and 61. Looking for a high today, listen to this, 91 degrees. Tomorrow, 84, and on Thursday, back to 91 again. Yeah, who knew? Go figure. All right, that is a look at your weather. When we come back, a little bit different version of Auburn Radio today, what is going to happen is you're going to hear General David Berger, United States Marine Corps, in something that he did at the Heritage Foundation. And so this is preparation for Thursday when Jeff Kinney and Tim Lynch and I will discuss this. So don't touch that dial. I will tell you, I listened to it a couple times. And it's pretty interesting. General Berger's kind of a plain-spoken, you know, smart guy. And that comes through in all of this. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.